How are y'all? All right. I can't decide if I want caffeine or water, so I may switch off and on during this. But, yeah, this is great. Y'all, listen, I've had a good time while I'm here. Y'all, I've always known I would like Utah, but I never knew how much. It's good to be up here. The weather's perfect. It's beautiful. So y'all have got a great, great area. I spent some time with Mr. Ryan yesterday, and as he said, we met in Punta Cana. Just great leadership y'all got out there. He doing some phenomenal things. So everybody that, you know, hangs with him, you got something going on. So that's fantastic. You know, we had some fun yesterday. It took me out and had a good time. I got to ride some four-wheelers, and so I've been treated well. And I got wet yesterday, and they tried to drown me in the creek. And where is Kate? Because I'm got to keep my back. I can't turn my back on her. She may get me with a snowball. So I'm going to stay down out of the mountains. I guess rock would work down here since there's no snow right down here right now. Okay, so anyway, I hit her with a snowball yesterday. She hadn't gotten even with me. So anyway, I did start it. Somebody had to do the ambush, okay? We were riding along in those trails and we kept passing these patches of snow. And I don't see that in South Louisiana. I only see that in Louisiana, but much less South Louisiana. So I said, I can't pass up the opportunity. You know, your opportunity is what you make of it. And she just happened to be the first target that came along. So, so anyway, good morning. Again, my name is Scott Hammontree. My wife is Missy Hammontree. We've been in this business together for just over 3 years. And we've had a really good time. It's really been a blessing to us. My story, you know, everybody's got a different story. And, you know, and it's personal to me, and everybody's going to be in a different situation. But our story was just simply this. We have 8 children. We homeschool our 8 children. And we always have. My wife's never worked. And, well, I say that. She worked about 6 months. That doesn't count. You know, when you're newlyweds, you know how that works. You know, it's just like go through the motions, and the next thing you know, you know, we don't need an income. There's just 2 of us, and then there's 3 of us, and 4 of us, and 5. And it kept going on. She just wasn't working. So, and I was taking care of us, and that's the way it's supposed to be, because she was taking care of the house. That's the way we wanted it. But about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, we were staring at bankruptcy. I built homes in Louisiana. I don't know if I said that, but I was a general contractor. And I had done lots of things, but I worked my way into that position, which is what, I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's not what I wanted. But sometimes we have mindsets, you know, jobs, you know, careers, and there's nothing wrong with any of that. But it really wasn't what I wanted, but I was having to pursue something that I felt would provide for my family that I had a background and knowledge in. And as well as I thought I was doing, we were looking at bankruptcy. So I took my wife, we sat down, we went to a bankruptcy attorney. He said we had to do something, we had to change something quick. So I just told her, I said, you've got to go out and help us earn an income. You've got to go get a job. She says, okay. Well, we had already been asking for prayer from different people, people of our church and other people, good friends. And a good friend of ours sent a DVD to us through the mail from Florida, long distance, because we're in Louisiana. My wife took a look at this thing, and she had already looked at it. Matter of fact, I had seen it laying around the house, you know, several places like a lot of us have probably been through. And she kept telling me to look at it, but I never did. And when she said, when I told her to go help us earn an income, she said, I'm going to try this. And I'm going, what's that? You know, I really didn't. She said, well, I keep telling you to watch this thing. And I never did watch it, actually, until after she had earned a substantial amount of dollars. She started doing it. She started working for prepaid legal. She started marketing memberships. And I wasn't real impressed. Well, I was very impressed with the income she earned her first month in the business. She earned $700. And that was very impressive for a mother staying at home taking care of 8 children, okay? Spending very, very little time outside the house. That was great. It just wasn't going to save our house. She repeated that the second month, and it just wasn't going to save our house. We had recently built a house on 5 acres for our family. It was our dream house. You know, we had access to another 15 acres that we had every intention of purchasing. We had big goals and big dreams, but it just wasn't manifesting the way we thought it was going to. You know how that goes. So I told her, I said, this is not going to help what we really need right now. I kept saying, job, 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 job. You got to go get one. The third month, she made $3,600. And I said, okay. Now, you know, really, I mean, part-time gig, you know, $3,600. And I'm telling you, I was working 70, 80 hours a week. I was not leaving. I was leaving my family. I would leave at dark. You ever heard the term the dark side? You know, Darth Vader lives on the dark side. That was me, from dark to dark. You know, I didn't even know what it looked like in my house in the light. You know, I would leave at dark and I would come home at dark. So I was living on the dark side. And I said, if you can earn that kind of income, you know, doing whatever you're doing by yourself, surely if I help you, we can do better. And that was just made sense to me, okay? And I share this because it's true. But I had heard it from one of our preachers many years ago. He said, one horse will pull 1,000 pounds, but two horses pull 4,000 pounds, okay? So anybody in here with their spouse, you need to consider that. Because we were able to do a lot more with both of us, okay? And I know a lot of people will tell me, boy, it'd be great if my spouse would help me, if my husband would help me, or if my wife would help me. And you don't always have to, but think about it. You know, it works, you know, when you're teaming up on something. So raising the children is a lot easier with both of you, right? In any case, our income doubled the next month. There's a little bit more to the story, but to shorten it, our income doubled. We stayed with it. 6 months into the business, we hit the top level in the company, which we'll talk about in a minute, executive director. The following month, our eighth month, we hit our first five-figure income, and it's just gotten better ever since, okay? It's a phenomenal company. It started out as a part-time gig for us. After I saw what we could do, I told my wife, I said, I don't know why I'm spending so much time working construction. You know, I think if I wasn't working 70, 80 hours a week and I still was in construction, then surely I can apply my time better with this business. And that's a leap of faith. But like anything else, you've got to start somewhere. And we started and we had a grasp of it. So we stepped out and we did it. And we've been doing it for just over 3 years now. And praise God, I'm not working construction anymore. I don't know which person I was talking to yesterday, which one of the guys, I can't remember. But a couple of months ago, I was out doing something and I got a blister. Working in my yard, right? I got a blister on my hand. I came in and went, wow. I hadn't seen one of those in a long time, you know. But, you know, when you quit using them, things get a little softer. You know what I mean? And that's what had happened. I wasn't real impressed that I'd gotten a blister, you know, but it didn't start me in construction again to keep it from happening. I'll take another blister. So, anyway, let's talk about what we're here for today. That's me. That's my story. We're going to talk about prepaid legal services. That's the company that we're involved in. We've got guests in the house. You don't have to commit to me. But I know we're going to have a few guests in here today, you know, and because a friend has asked you to come check this out. And, you know, I'm someone that you don't know. You can believe me. You don't have to believe me. I don't care. That doesn't matter too much. I know my belief. Okay. So I'm just going to share what I do, what I'm involved with. Prepaid Legal is the name of the company. And this is what's going on. And, you know, this is a business briefing. Today we're going to talk about three major problems. Whew, the answers. I talk fast, y'all, okay? I get out of breath. Y'all got to forgive me. Maybe I'm nervous. I don't know. But anyway, these are the answers. We're going to talk about opportunity and timing, and we're going to talk about steps to take if it's something that, you know, concerns you or interests you. The first major problem is expenses. That's where we were, okay? Things just cost too much. What do they say? There's always more month at the end of the money, okay? That's where we were. We just never seemed to have enough. And I know most of us, you know, if you're not there now, you've been there before. And if you're not there now, you may be there in the future, you know. So that's a big problem. We got a second and a third problem, identity theft, okay? It's the number one crime in the world right now, fastest growing. I don't see it stopping. I don't know what they're going to do about it. But I know what we can help with. We'll talk about that. And then access to the legal system. That's a big deal. Here's the company right now, okay? Anytime you want to talk about something like this, these are the areas you want to evaluate. The company, is there a need in the marketplace for the service or what the company has to offer? You know, what is the product? Compensation, hey, is it worth my time, you know, to go put something into it? And then the timing, even if I do, you know, is it something that that is a good time to start? You know, like it's funny, you got all kinds of bottled waters and everything out there right now. You got all types of cell companies and everything right now. This is not the time to get started in those type of ventures. But way back when, it was a great time to get started. But this is our company, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. This is how he started the company. You see that picture right up there, the car wreck. Company's 38 years old. It's public traded on the New York Stock Exchange. It's got some huge validation to it. I mean, it's amazing. If you want to go research PPL, it's pretty impressive what's going on out there. But this is how the company got started. I was talking to some people just last week, or this week, I guess, earlier this week in Louisiana. And they were saying, you know, that's a pretty neat concept. You know, how did it get started? Well, it's neat when you think about it, because back in 1968, 69, I'm not even sure which one right now, but Mr. Stonecipher was in a car wreck. And the other person was completely at fault. She was ticketed. So everything was cool. He's in the hospital. He's got auto insurance. He's got his health insurance. Everything seems to be going right until all of a sudden he's served by this woman. She's suing him, okay? She had researched his history, basically. I think he had a couple outstanding traffic tickets or something. So the attorney says, hey, we can get him on this, you know. we got a case right here. And the case was, if he hadn't have been driving so fast, she'd have had time to get over on her side of the yellow line, okay? So I don't know. To me, that's not a case. But that was the case. And he had to defend himself. So you got to think about this. It doesn't cost anything to sue anybody. It just costs money to take care of yourself, to defend yourself. And that's where he was. He defended himself, and the attorneys were really excited because they had won the case. But it cost him $3,000 for something he didn't even do wrong. Okay, and he didn't feel like a winner in that situation. He felt very unjustified in his win. And he says, you know, something needs to be done about this. So he got the company started, trying to level the legal playing field, so to speak, back in 1972. Since then, our company has grown astronomically. It's incredible what's taken place. You know, I mean, you got to start somewhere. You know, there's nothing that right off the bat is perfect. So it's spent 38 years to me coming to perfection. Okay, it's always been good, but it's better now than it's ever been. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But I don't have to talk about how good it is. Look at all the publications up there. You know, third-party validation is huge. My favorite one right there at the bottom corner is Forbes, because it's one thing to have companies always saying great things about you, but when you got Forbes magazine that rates the top 200 small businesses in the country every single year, and they've done that for 7 or 8 years out of the last 10 that Prepaid Legal has been in that top 200, that's pretty phenomenal. Rated number 66 just this last year, okay? I thought I had a pretty good construction company. But Forbes didn't ever call me, all right? I wasn't going to make it, you know. Number 66 in the country, that's pretty impressive. So, you know, whether you think, you know, Scott's got it going on or not, doesn't matter. It's the company. Here's our sales history. It's always gone up, okay? We've never had a downturn, you know, and I believe a quarter downturn. I even think during the recession, our sales were still going up. You know, our sales always go up. I probably can't say that anymore. I'm sure there's been some of this stuff going on, but we're still increasing. Okay, our sales are still up from last year. Maybe, you know, I can't share my accuracy on an entire quarter anymore, but it doesn't matter. Our sales are increased over last year. That's what's important, and they're going to continue to go up. Okay, because the awareness is great for the need of our product. This is a great slide. It's one of my favorite slides. You're almost three times as likely to be in a lawsuit of some sort than you are to be hospitalized. And a lot of times people think, I don't know if that's true or not. Let me give you a statistic in my household. I have 8 children. There's 10 of us. We've been in more legal events in the last 3 years, and we haven't even been to the hospital. Okay? So that right there statistically works with my family if it doesn't work for yours. But, I mean, it's amazing. All you got to do is wake up in the morning and you open yourself up to a legal situation. Okay? And they're out there, okay? And so it's just a matter of what happens to them. So these are a couple of questions you might want to ask yourself. You ever been overcharged for a repair? You know, you don't have to stand up, raise your hand, or anything like that. I'm going to pop through them. You know, you can just read them. You know, try to return a defective product that you broke, something like that. You know, receive the traffic ticket. You know, lost the security deposit, been audited. I'm just going to read if it's okay with you all. Signed a contract. You know, purchased a home, prepared to will. Worried about identity theft. Anybody in here worried about identity theft? Well, none of y'all have our product then, do you? Okay. Okay. No, I know. We're all concerned. Worried, concerned, two different things. Okay. You know, I am concerned about identity theft. I'm no longer worried about it. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. But here's the thing. Most people don't seek legal counsel on situations because bottom line is it just costs too much. Okay. There's three reasons, but to me it just costs too much. Okay. So what do we do about it? Same thing. I waited till I had to go to a bankruptcy attorney. I had a lot of legal problems going on. I didn't know what to do about them. I didn't know who to talk to. Next thing you know, I'm looking at losing my house. Okay? Some advice would have been nice. Peace of mind would have been great. Okay? But instead, I ignored the problem until it was almost too late. Okay? So think about that a minute. We just usually try to handle it ourselves, sweep it under the rug, as they say, and it doesn't go away. Those things don't go away. Sometimes we get lucky, we prolong it, but they just don't go away. So we got a service, I think, that is going to bring some peace of mind to a lot of people. Okay, I know it's helping a lot of people I've talked to. This is who's covered under our membership. You and your spouse are covered. Anybody say, I'll stay. Or a significant other. Can't have both, all right? You, your spouse, or a significant other. Your children are covered. There's a few smiles in there. I had fun the other night talking about this. I'll be cool today. You, your spouse, or significant other. Your children are covered up to age 21 if they're living at home, 23 if they're off in college somewhere. Any other dependents that might be living with you that aren't yours are covered up to age 18. Any mentally or physically challenged child, they're covered for the life of the policy. Now, you guys, dwell on that one for a second. If you know anybody with a mentally or physically challenged child, once they become an adult, insurance companies will usually just drop them just like that. I love the integrity of our company that says, you know, they're worth something to us. We're going to cover them for life, the life of the product, as long as they're in your care. That's huge, okay? That speaks volumes about a company. So, any and everybody can have a legal problem and have their identity stolen, okay? So that's what's going on with us. Preventative legal services. This is the first part. This is where you want to use the service the most, right off the get-go, okay? These are the things that we're going to do. We have unlimited phone consultation. You're able to get call an attorney anytime you want about any subject matter. I do that on a regular basis. Didn't used to because I didn't have the service. Even when I first started having the service, I didn't do it all the time because it was unfamiliar to me. It wasn't something that, you know, just came natural. But the bottom line is, like anything else you do in life, once you get accustomed to it, it just becomes part of what you do. And so the value you can extract out of just calling up an attorney and getting peace of mind on legal situations that you didn't even know were legal situations, or you certainly didn't think they were ever a legal situation until you come to understand what a legal situation is. Now you're able to call up and talk to an attorney and get advice on anything you want, anytime you want, any subject matter. Once they talk to you, look at that. They'll write letters for you. They'll make phone calls for you. All those are unlimited. They'll review contracts and documents for you. That's unlimited. You know, a lot of times we don't think how we can use that. We think, okay, great. You know, why am I going to call it? I'm going to tell you a story. First time I ever used this, we had the service maybe 2 or 3 months. And a cell phone company was overcharging me $408 1 month. Now, that's a lot of money to be overcharging a cell phone bill, right? Most people would have just said, man, I'm canceling you. There's no way I'm going to pay that. Because why? It costs you $250 to cancel your contract, but that's cheaper than $408, right? But when you got a wife and 8 children, and my contract was 6 cell phones, it's $1,500 to cancel my contract, okay? Which is cheaper? $408. Which is in my budget? Neither, okay? And I talked and talked and talked to these people. I called them, I think, 4 times, and I spent an unlimited number of minutes on the phone trying to get them to resolve my issue because it wasn't my problem. There's no way I owed $408. But I couldn't seem to make the people on the other line understand. So finally, I pulled the threat that everybody likes to pull. I'm going to call my attorney. You're going to hear from my attorney, right? I hung up the phone thinking, man, I hope this works. Because I didn't have any other recourse. I called the law firm. And about 15 or 20, about a half hour later, the cell phone company called me up, okay? And they were apologizing. They had my bill repaired, and my name was Mr. Hammondtree. Okay, that's pretty cool. That's a legal situation. But most people won't deem it as a legal situation because an attorney is going to cost too much. But getting a letter or a phone call or something like that made on your behalf to save you that kind of money, put this thing to use. Even if they hadn't have called me back, okay, put it to use because they're going to call you back. It's going to work for you, all right? But it's something you need to learn to put to use. So letters, phone calls, consultation, contract and document reviews, that's unlimited. You get your wills prepared. I mean, wills are powerful. My wife and I both have full comprehensive wills prepared. We've had them updated twice already. You also get your living wills done and you get your power of attorney put in place. But we've had our wills updated twice. First time we had our wills prepared, my oldest was 17 years old. Not too long after that, he turned 18, so we made him legal guardian of his brothers and sisters. He's still mad at us about that, but that's a big handful for an 18-year-old, right? But that's the way we wanted it, and we had some other things in there, but getting them updated is huge. Every single year, no charge, get those things updated. That's powerful because things change. You buy a house, you buy a car, you know, you have a baby, you get a divorce, you get married, things go on in your life, so you want to keep your affairs current as well as things are changing. Motor vehicle accidents. Everybody's had a speeding ticket in here, right? Well, come close, okay? Had a few warnings. I got 2 of them yesterday. I was driving a 4-wheeler. How'd that happen? My family got 2 of them. My wife did, okay? While we're entering the mountains, just before I lose service, I find out she's being pulled over and there's things going on. I'm going, and we were fixing to go shoot our rifles, and I said, I got to go shoot something because I was not happy, all right? But she had two traffic violations yesterday. I won't get into a lot of detail, but the bottom line is she'll wind up, you know, come Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or probably me, whenever I get back, we're going to fax these tickets into our law firm. And I'm not saying we're going to get them dismissed, but I can pretty much guarantee you we'll get our fines reduced, okay? We'll get them moved to some type of non-moving traffic violation or something like that. I don't know how it all works, but I know we've had lots of tickets, okay? It's going to be a busy week next week. We actually have 5 tickets we got to fax into the law firm. So, look, I'm telling on myself, but 3 of them are hers. Okay. But, you know, that's something we use. I drive a lot, okay? I know a guy that is a preferred driver in Louisiana, and he's had 14 speeding tickets within a 2-year period, okay? You know, his bottom line is, it's not so much that it's a license to speed, but it sure keeps my insurance down. Because my teenagers, I've got 2 teenager drivers. I've got one. The reason she got a ticket yesterday is she was running late trying to get my daughter to driver's ed. So, so I'm fixing to have 3 teenage drivers. You talk about affecting your insurance, okay? I need those things staying off my drive, our kids' records and my records as well. So, you know, that's a huge part. You know, also, if you're ever in any type of accident, you know, you need some. If you kill somebody every 10 minutes in this country, someone's killed in a traffic accident. Okay, that's a lot of people dying in this country due to traffic accidents. That's a felony. There's some criminal charges that are going to be brought against you. If that were to happen to you or a member in your family, we'll represent you for the life of the trial, because that can escalate $60,000, $100,000. That can flat be difficult on a family. Just paying a speeding ticket's tough enough, right? Wouldn't you agree? But to have to go defend yourself for an accident when you didn't even mean to do it, because you've got a felony brought against you now, you know, having representation is clear. So I don't want to skip over that and make it too light, but it's a big deal. This part right here, we live in the USA. Everybody agree? Used to be the USA, all right? I'm not sure when it changed, but it changed, okay? Because people are suing people, especially with the economy the way it is right now. People are saying, well, how can I get mine? You know what I mean? I'm looking for another way. It doesn't cost anything to sue people. Remember, it's not that big of a deal, but it sure costs. If you can't defend yourself, then you're in a situation. So we give you trial defense hours, 75 hours your first year. It escalates up into 335 hours through your 5th year of coverage. Right now, we're 3.5 years of coverage. I don't know where that puts me, but I'm okay. Okay? Bring it on. That's the way I feel about it. I'm not real concerned about somebody suing me, or should I say, I'm not real worried about it. Remember, I said there's a difference in those two words. I'm not worried about it because I got a bank of an attorney's time. If you're ever audited by Uncle Sam, this hadn't happened to me yet, so I'm not looking forward to it, and I hope it doesn't happen. But I got 50 hours of a tax attorney's time. When I say this hasn't happened to me yet, I've used all the other services, okay? I haven't been sued, but I've had to sue, okay? We'll talk about that in a second, too. 25% discount. This is where I had to sue. If you've got a pre-existing situation or you take a proactive stance on something like you have to sue somebody, you get the law firm at a minimum of a 25% discount. Not 25 or less, 25% or greater. That's pretty cool, right? You know? We don't think about it too much, but things happen. Let me share this real quick. 66 Mustang. I guarantee it's worth more than the insurance company says it's worth, okay? And it was in our situation. My son was on his way home. He was actually on the way to a paint and body shop just before we went to Cancun 2 years ago because we won the company trip. We were leaving the very next morning, so he was taking his car to the body shop because we took our whole family to Cancun thanks to Prepaid Legal. It was pretty phenomenal. But he was on his way to the body shop, got off work early so he could have the car painted and ready for him when we got back from Cancun. 82-year-old lady ran a light, totaled his car, okay? It was totally restored with the exception of the paint. It would have been a finished product. We had it towed to the body shop. We called their insurance company. Everything was working real well. And they assured us that everything would be in order by the time we got back. Nobody had even looked at it. I spent the next several weeks trying to resolve issues with the insurance company. Finally, we had a $5,800 repair bill, and they said, we'll give you $2,800. And I went, what? You know, I don't think so. They said, that's all the car's worth. I called our law firm. They said, you need to sue. I said, I don't want to sue. They said, then take the $2,800. That's your option, okay? Well, most people got to come out of pocket, $6,000 retainer or something, to begin a process to go out and get their rights protected or defend. Because remember, if you can't afford your rights, you don't have any. I couldn't afford my rights, but I had a service that could. So we sued Hartford Insurance Company. And actually, it took over a year and a half. Just last November, my son got an $8,700 check, okay? This thing works, you know. You don't know what you're going to use it for or when you're going to use it, but it's there when you need it, okay? So it works for situations like that. This Legal Shield's 24-hour emergency service. Everybody knows their Miranda right? Have the right to remain silent. or you have the right to an attorney between the hours of 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, unless it's a holiday. That's what it says, okay? Because that's basically what it is, you know. If it's not the right time of day, you don't have the right to an attorney, you know, because you can't access one. Well, in this case, you can access one. When I got to the scene of the accident, I checked out my son. I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yeah, I'm fine, Dad." I said, "Did you call your attorney?" He pointed to the police officer. He was on my son's cell phone talking to an attorney. Very cool. Very cool. I got a young 18-year-old that needed 24-hour emergency service because the person he hit couldn't give him any information because she was being put in an ambulance, okay? Or the person that hit him, should I say. He didn't know what to do. Yeah, he did. He's got his Legal Shield card. He called an attorney, got some representation. I've had to use it. My 18-year-old daughter, she was 17 at the time, was pulled over on Easter Sunday night at 9:30 at night. There was a state trooper there saying, "Get out of your car." She says, "Can I call my parents?" He says, "No, you need to get out of your car now." She says, "Can I call my attorney?" He says, "No, ma'am, it's Easter Sunday night. You don't have an attorney. Get out of your car now." She says, "I'm a prepaid legal member. I do have an attorney." He kind of laughed, said, "You're right. I'm a prepaid legal member. You got a burnout headlight. You can go." Okay? I'm telling you, peace of mind is worth a lot. Don't you agree? Okay, that's my daughter out there. You know, there's good cop, bad cops, right? Am I right? Okay, you never know. All right? You never know, but it works. I've had to use it too. We won't go into that much more. But that was the legal part. That's what we offer. Okay, let's talk about identity theft for a minute. There's five types of identity theft. Here's what they are. Everybody's really familiar with the credit part. Wouldn't you agree? We kind of know credit's it. Most people think that's the only type of identity theft. But here's the other one. Social Security, medical, criminal character, and then your driver's license. Let me talk about those real quick. Social Security. I guess the best example I can use is August of 09. I got my tax return sent back to me. I was expecting a $2,160 check. And instead, I got my tax returns. My 08 returns were mailed back to me from the IRS with a green form stapled to it saying that I had filed improperly. Okay? I was going, really? I read further down the green form. They said they wanted a copy of my divorce certificate and they wanted proof of an illegitimate child who was living with me. Okay? I went and talked to my wife about that one. But bottom line is, somebody else had my information because at the time, 21 years, now 22 years of marriage, all the children, I was there for all the births, okay? I don't know, and none of them are illegitimate, or at least I'm paying taxes on them, I don't know. But, yeah, I do know, I'm just kidding. But the IRS was screwed up. Okay, here's the deal. I made one phone call. About 3 or 4 weeks later, I got a letter from the IRS stating that my information had been resolved and my check was in the mail, okay? That's really great. Who in here, it's been almost a year now, who would like to have a $2,100 check tied up with the IRS, okay, for a year, knowing there's probably still not going to get any resolve for a while, all right? None of us would, but I didn't have to wait because I had a service put in place that took care of that, okay? That's a Social Security situation. Now, we're going to go a little bit further. Look at the next one. It's medical up there. Medical is huge. It's the fastest form of, or the most expensive, fastest form of identity theft out there that's going on right now. And, time did we start? I'm in somebody else's time. Y'all got to forgive me. I don't live here, so. I thought my watch had stopped. I just don't want to run over. I want to respect y'all's time, so you got to forgive me. I got to know where I am real quick. Let's talk about medical identity theft. Anybody aware of that? You know how serious that is? That's a big, bad problem out there, okay? I've got lots of those stories, too. But the funniest one is in Bunky, Louisiana, at Bunky General Hospital, which is down the road from me. I told this the other night, but it's amazing, you know, what can happen out there. I was in Houston and I was talking to a group of people and one guy said, "Just this week my brother-in-law walked in to get a day surgery. He filled out the paperwork. They came back and said, 'You can't come in. We can't admit you.' He said, 'Why not?' They said, 'You're already here.' He says, 'I know, I'm standing right here.' They said, 'No, not right here. You're in there, okay? You're already here.' And he's going, 'Wow.' He says, 'I'm not. I'm right here. Can I see the information?' She said, 'Yeah, I'll sign this and we'll release it.' He signed it. They came back and said, 'We can't let you look at it.' He said, 'Why not?' She says, 'Because the signatures don't match. It's not, you know, it's, of course it doesn't match. It's not him that signed it to go in the first place, okay? But that's medical identity theft. Somebody else was in there with his information. And let me tell you, it's a good thing they were still in there. because they'd have already been released, and he came in and got admitted, all right? And the blood types that were on the charts were different or something like that, or the allergies or anything, whatever was fixing to have to take place. If it hadn't matched up, the outcome might not have been too good. But somebody else had been in there tampering with his information, okay? Here's the situation at Bunkie General. To me, this is very comical. But one of the part-timers came to work. They walk in, and they're looking at the charts, and they're seeing that they know the person in room 10C or whatever. I don't know. You know, they're going to go down and visit with Mrs. Jones. They walk in, and she says, "Well, you're not Mrs. Jones." A little bitty old lady said, "Shh." Now, these are Cajuns. They talk like this, okay? She said, No, Sherry, that's not me. That's my next-door neighbor. She said, "But it's okay. I didn't have any insurance, so I'm using her insurance, okay? Because I needed my surgery done, and I couldn't afford it. But I'm borrowing. Identity borrow, not identity theft, okay? I'm borrowing her identity so that I can get what I need taken care of." Now, this is a sweet old lady that got her neighbor's approval, okay? Out of ignorance, they don't really know what's fixing to take place. Yeah, her medical records are definitely going to be messed up, okay? Let's say she was the 82-year-old lady that hit my son and was rushed off to the hospital and had to have an emergency blood transfusion, okay? Would not have been a good outcome for her, all right? Identity theft is a big, bad problem in lots of different areas. Credit's the least of my concern. Criminal character. I got a friend of mine that was pulled over for speeding. She was arrested for check fraud when the officer ran her driver's license, okay? She said it wasn't me. He said, "Well, sure it is. It says right here, it's you. You know, it's the only crime you're guilty until proven innocent. I've got your information. You're going to jail." Okay, it's just that simple. And that's a big, bad problem. Driver's license. It's a big, bad problem. I did lose my driver's license. I went to the DMV. My wife did it just yesterday. That was one of the tickets she got. She went to the DMV. She's a better testimony than mine. She goes, the officer would not give her a driver. Her license was suspended. She got a ticket in Florida, paid it late. They had suspended her license. Even though she paid it and everything, she hadn't gone in and renewed yet, right? I kept telling her, you know how that goes. You know, the women never listen to the husbands. So husbands don't listen to them either. So really, it's kind of level playing field, right? The officer did not give her driver's license back to her. She had to get a ride with a friend to go to the DMV to renew her license. This is what happened. She walks in. They said, "We'll renew it. You know, yeah, we see how it's been suspended. It's going to cost you $60. Let's have your old license." She says, "I don't have it. The officer wouldn't give it back to me." Okay, I talked to Mark. He said, "That's kind of unusual." But the bottom line is the officer wouldn't give it back to her. She didn't have any ID. They said, "Well, you got insurance?" "Yes, I do." "Who's it with?" "State Farm." State Farm faxed, actually Allstate, it was State Farm when I was there, same situation happened. Allstate faxes a copy of the insurance over. They take her picture, she's got a new license, she's gone, okay? They didn't even know who she was. She could have been anybody, okay? It's not real hard to get a driver's license with your picture on it and somebody else's information. When I lost my license, I didn't have my insurance card because it was in my wallet. So if the thief was smart enough that that's all he needed for proof, he could have easily gotten a license with my picture on it, okay? Lots of things are going on out there. I don't know if this is a true story, but it's a real interesting one because it's something that could happen. Guy falls asleep in the middle of the night. He's sleeping in bed. He hears a crash at the front door. He sits up in bed, and he's got like 6 lasers pointed on him. SWAT team, right? They crash into his apartment, you know, and I want to say this is true, but kind of a rude awakening when he realizes he's got 6 red little dots sticking on him. Because just down the road, somebody had robbed a convenience store, killed the clerk, and dropped his information. You know, so who are they going to come looking for, right? The guy whose information they got, okay? It don't take much. Identity theft's a big problem out there. Credit's the least of my concern. So what happens when your identity's compromised? We get credit monitoring. That's a cool thing, right? That's going to take care of my Social Security number. That's going to take care of my medical. No, it's not. It's not going to take care of any of this. It's going to take my credit, okay? A smoke alarm monitors your financials. You know, if you want to say it monitors your house, it lets you know you've got a fire going on, but it don't put the fire out, and it doesn't rebuild the house, okay? We partner with a company called Kroll. Kroll's the largest risk management company in the world. They're the ones that will go in and do full restoration for you in every single area of your identity, okay? Nobody else has access to that except for the CIA, the FBI, you know, small little organizations like that, okay? And Prepaid Legal. Prepaid Legal members. As a member, you have access to Kroll. They're the largest risk management company. They're the ones that can go in and do full restoration with your medical records, your criminal, your all those other types of things, not just your credit. So, let me pop through this real quick. Here's the big deal, restoration. That's the key, okay? Didn't want to just skip over slides, but I want to move forward. Kroll is the construction company. That's the reason I got my check back from the IRS. One phone call, problem over. Okay? Because now, if it had been me, I'd have had to be. If I was divorced, that'd be different. Okay? But I wasn't. All right? And they were able to go in and reconcile that situation. Now, not only did they reconcile that situation, but they did a proactive search for me in all my other areas of identity to make sure there wasn't a warrant out for my arrest somewhere, make sure there wasn't something else going on. Because 62% of the people that have had their identity compromised, there is a warrant out for their arrest because it's the thieves that are taking our information. Okay, the bad guys, the guys committing the crimes. That's obvious, right? So I want more than just the one situation resolved. I want all of it resolved. And that's what Kroll will do for you when your identity is compromised. That's pretty cool, right? So, restoration is the best answer for all of that. So basically, we put a full wall of protection around you, both all your legal services for your family and your identity as well. What's it going to cost? Not a bad deal, okay? $35.95 a month covers everybody in your family to have all their legal matters addressed and to have your identities compromised for you and your spouse, okay? That's a pretty good deal. I got a bottle of water here that cost about that much. I got two more sitting there for when I get thirsty while I'm still here. So there's 3 days of my protection right there. Okay, thank y'all for paying for my identity or for my whatever. Here's the deal: it's not a bad situation. All right, everybody agree with that? For $36 a month, we do have a product out there called Safeguard now. For $1 more, you can have all of your children, all of your minor children's identities covered as well. That's huge because now I have, you know, my two adults aren't in that situation. My they have to have their own identity service. They're covered under my legal plan still because they're at home. But my other children, their identities being monitored for that one extra buck, and that's not per child, y'all. That's per family, okay? So that's a pretty cool deal. That's something new because their identity's being compromised right out of the hospital. So if everybody sees a value in that, then let's move on to the phase two. This is what I looked like 3 years ago, except for the fact that I didn't own a suit. But I got a few of them now, okay? Still not comfortable in them, but, you know, it goes with the territory. So anyway, but there's lots of things going on. I was working the second and the third job. I was the painter and the trim carpenter and a few other things instead of hiring subs because I was trying to figure out how to make ends meet. Well, our company has a solution for that, okay? Our CEO has two goals in mind. He wants to get this product in every family's hands, okay, all across the country because it's a great product. The next one is he wants to create more millionaires than any other company has ever done. We're on the verge of doing that. Every 7 days, there's a new six-figure earner in our company. Every 7 days. How many of y'all work for a company that has somebody earning six figures every week? A new guy starts earning that kind of income. Anybody out there? Yeah, you didn't work for my company, that's for sure. So, okay, this is how you get started. We're going to pop through this real quick because, you know, if there's huge value in a service, then why not share it with somebody? Okay, anybody seen a good movie this week? Okay. Which movie did you go see? Avatar? Wow, where you been? Is that still out of the... Oh, you bought it, okay. You've been smart, that's where you've been. Where'd you go see? Wow, double feature. Excellent movie, Avatar. I own it too. My kids, I do own it. And I've seen both of those movies. They're great movies. Have you recommended them to anybody? Yeah, and have they gone to see it? But are they going to? So you're going to get a discount the next time you go to a movie? Why not? You recommended some service, right? Okay, I mean, you see where I'm going with that. We recommend stuff all the time. We recommend movies. We recommend restaurants. We recommend stuff all the time, but we don't get compensated, even though the company's making some serious money off of our referrals, okay? Our company wants to set you up where you can get compensated for recommending something, okay? We got a fast start program. I'm going to tell you right now, it costs $72 to get started in this company. Not a bad deal, okay? Why not? Because most companies, if you want to go out and start, you're talking about some serious investments, okay? Serious money you've got to invest to be able to make a profit in anything. And then you're usually looking at 3 to 5 years, typically 5 years, to start making a profit on an investment in a business. This is a business that costs you $72. A little over 3 years ago, my wife and I invested $49, okay? We made over $100,000 our first year in the business. Not a bad return, right? Okay? Forget the $100,000. We made $700 our first month in the business, okay? Anybody can do that, all right? Anybody can do that. And off a $72 investment, that's a good return. If you never make a dime, you still got a year's worth of write-offs. Okay? Because a business is a business, all right? So I just want to throw that out there in case if you haven't thought of that yet. But here's the deal. You get started, you go out and market a membership, you get paid $35 for the first membership that you market. So you've almost made, you've made half your money back. Okay? That there's a better way of doing it. You see that circle, circled around senior associate. Let's say you go out and market that first membership. You can market 5 memberships and you can get promoted to the associate level, which is now $69. You can market another 20 memberships and you get promoted to the senior associate level. So you've just given yourself another raise and making $138 now. Okay? Not a bad deal, right? But through the Fast Start program, which is $72, you go out and sell that first membership. And you show this person this business opportunity because they're going to say, man, hey, that's kind of slick. You know, and you just sold me something. You got paid for that? Yeah, I got paid. Well, I want to do that. Well, here, sign here. You're now an associate, $72. Company didn't give you $35 now. They gave you $138. You just gave yourself a $100 raise. Not a bad deal, right? I mean, you want to be real intelligent. Even that person isn't interested in being an associate. You might want to make them one. Because you gave yourself a raise and got yourself into a higher profit mode. But the bottom line is one associate into the business, you immediately, on that sale, go to $138 commission. You can't get demoted, okay? So it ain't like you got to do that again. Now you're making $138 for every single one of those memberships you sell from then on. So that's not a bad thing. The next level is manager. You get 3 people into the business, and you help one of those 3 get one person into the business, so now they're a senior. Now you're a manager, so you just gave yourself another raise, okay? That's a pretty good deal too, right? Anybody just give themselves raises at the company they work for? I used to. Also gave myself bankruptcy, so just doesn't always work. It's not a good balance sometimes. But you're able to give yourself a raise. All you got to do is go out and do what you do for your boss. Just go out and do it for you. Go out and apply yourself, okay? You can become a director by getting 3 managers on your team, so now you're making a $207. That's the blue column. Okay, $252, that's the level we reached in 6 months. And I know people that have done that in 3 months. Okay, it's just whatever you choose to do. But that's not bad. I can go take a lunch break on my job with one of my fellow coworkers, share 10 to 15 minutes worth of a service with him, and I get paid $207. Not bad lunch break, right? Okay, it's not a difficult thing to do. We'll talk about that too. There's ways of doing that. The person that shows you this can help you with that. That red column is a very powerful column because I just told you you brought 4 people in the business. Now you're a manager, right? You're making $172. But now they go out and market a membership, and when that first junior associate markets a membership, they get paid $35. Well, you get paid $35.69 and $35. You just got paid $138 because you showed that person how to go out and get paid $35. That's called override, okay? It's a very good thing. I like to refer to that blue column as rollout money. Because I got to roll out of bed to make that. That red column is rollover money. Because today I was rolling over in bed, and I had some money deposited in my checking account last night, okay? You can just roll over for that red column. That's not a bad deal. So you got roll out, roll over. You can do both, okay? It works very, very well. There's a third column. This is lifetime, and I like this. Let's say you recommended somebody. Let's say that the movie cinema did give you, you know, a couple of bucks for that person going to that movie. And then let's just say that person goes to a movie once a month. And every time that person goes to a movie, even though you only referred them one time, they're going to pay you $2 or $3 every time that person goes to a movie for the rest of their lives because you brought them into that movie theater, okay? That's residual. You do something once and you get paid the rest of your life on it, okay? That's what happens here. We get paid to market this membership. 13 months from now, I get paid again. 14 months from now, I get paid again. People are so rude not muting their cell phones. sorry. Get paid over and over and over, okay? Anybody not muted their phones yet? You get paid over and over and over for what you do once, okay? That's what we do. Every single month, it's called residual income. As long as that membership stays in the books, the company will pay you again and again and again and again. Let me put it in perspective for you. Market 10 memberships this month, you get paid. 13 months from now, you get paid about $7 times 10. But you market 10 memberships next month. 14 months from now, you get paid $7 times 20. And so on and so on and so on. It adds up, right? Wouldn't it be cool, whatever you do in your profession, if you got paid? I talked to this one guy that loaded boxes for a living. You know, he loaded a truck. I said, how many boxes a day do you load? Oh, man. He said like 300 or something, 3,000. I don't know. He gave me some ridiculous number. And I said, you do that every single day. I said, wouldn't it be cool if you got paid 10 cents for every box you ever loaded for the rest of your life? He's like, well, wow, I'd be rich. I said, think about it. Okay. So, you know, that's the way that works. That's a great way. We get paid three ways. You go out and build yourself an organization, you know, and it begins to work for you. Okay. I'm going to pop up. We get paid daily. I just told you I had money deposited in my checking account this morning. Where am I at? I'm in Utah. Okay. You're able to go out and do something and get paid, you know, by helping other people do the same thing. That's not a bad deal. We get paid daily, okay? There's car bonuses. I mentioned I took my family to Punta Cana. We get car bonuses by staying on Players Club. It's little extra things. I get an extra $500 a month, just an extra $500 a month. That's what my wife made the first month in her business. Now we get that just for being consistent in this company. It's not a bad deal. There's people in here getting $100, $150, $300, $400 a month, okay? It's out there for you. They send you on company trips, paid vacation just for working. Not a bad deal, okay? And I don't even call it work anymore. But here's the simple part. We have tools out there. It's a simple business, okay? It's easy to do. It's easy not to do. You get out of it what you put into it, okay? Well, actually, you put in $72. You get a lot more out of it. But but here's the thing. This is how we get started. We just get tools. You just distribute information, and you let the tools do the work. You don't want to have to do what I'm doing, okay? That's not where it's at, okay? It helps, but it takes a while to do this, and I only know that I like doing it. I'd rather be out there just, you know, getting some tools out because that's what actually makes me a paycheck. That's what works. Let the tools do the talking. People say, I'm too busy. You're not too busy. You go to a gas pump, you give the guy at the gas pump a DVD. We even get so bold to slip the CD in a CD player. Say, watch it on your way to work or listen to it on the way to work, you know, because it's a CD as well. You know, I've had that happen. I've had people call me 15 minutes later and say, this is really cool. How can I get started? I didn't even tell them anything. I gave them some information, okay? The information does the work for you, and you just distribute it. You incorporate it into your everyday affairs, okay? You don't want to take on a new job. That's not what you're looking for. You want to incorporate this into what you do daily, okay? So with that, it's not a bad deal. You know, no specific, whatever. You don't have to have any experience to do this. We got anything from custodians to attorneys doing this business, okay? I have several professionals on my team. We got a few guys that don't even know what a horse's name is, okay, because they don't even have a high school diploma. So, a little inside joke there. I couldn't pass it up. You don't need it. You don't need anything to do this business. You just need to have somebody help you get started. Okay, so with that, we're going to bring up a few success stories to tell that. And if we can have them up here real quick, we'll get finished up. Still a whisper on my lips.
Kate, I've been working with a company for about 5 months now. When I got involved with a company at first, I had a full-time job as well as a full-time school schedule. 3 months into the business, I actually transitioned working full-time with a company now because I was making three times what I used to make at my full-time job. And now I really enjoy waking up when I'm done sleeping, not having anyone telling me when to go to the bathroom, when to take a break, and any of that good stuff. I love the company.
My name's Lucas Hill, and when I first took a look at the information almost 2 years ago, I was 20 years old. I never graduated from high school, so I don't know what the horse's name is. I was raising two kids, working about 80 hours a week. I was dead broke. I saw the opportunity, really skeptical, but got started. After a few months, it was paying us more than our full-time income, which was exciting. And now, almost 2 years later, life is a lot different. Going on vacations, all-expense-paid cruises, and making a lot of times in a day what we used to make in an entire month. We absolutely love this company.
My name is Jerrica Craver. I got started about 5 months ago, but prior to that, I tried like three different businesses, failed, got into debt. So I got started with prepaid legal. My first 3 weeks, I made $2,000. I said, I haven't made that with the three companies in the last 4 years, so I love this company.
That's tall. My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car. You know, I went to a lot of different vacations where I had to use my expense account, and that was considered a vacation. I love the fact that I'm going to be leaving here in about another 10 days for another vacation the company pays for. I've never missed one yet. I absolutely love this company.
tall heels, too. My name is Leslie Udy, and previous to this, I owned a store. It was a police uniform and equipment store, and I thought that was going to be the American dream. Unfortunately, what it ended up being was taking up all of my life. I spent about 12 hours a day, 6 days a week there, and then I took work home with me. And I didn't have the time that I wanted to spend with my family, my children, and I was stressed out all of the time trying to make it work. Well, I was able to walk away from that once we started doing prepaid legal, and I love it. I have all the time. We go on the trips, and I also have all the time I want to spend with my children and now my grandchildren. So I love this company.
My name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company a little over 2.5 years ago. My intention was just to earn a little extra money for my car payment, but around my busy schedule plugging into the system and with incredible trainers like Mr. Hammondtree, learning how simple it really was. About 4 months in, it was paying me more than my full-time job. 6 months in, I quit my full-time job, and now it actually pays me a six-figure income from home, and I absolutely love it.
My crap. I need more than heels. Look at that. I'm Gabby Martineau, and I've been in the company for about a year. It has truly rescued me from my dead-end job, even though having a master's degree, you think you have the whole thing. And it's going to rescue my husband, and we're going to have sand in the butt crack here in a week.
You on the first trip or the second trip?
At least you're not recording it.
Yeah, they are. Okay, I'm going on the second trip, so I'm not sure if I'm going to... Because I'll look out for that. Anyway, y'all, it's true, okay? It's a lot of fun. There are a lot of companies out there. I'm just going to throw this out because, I mean, I've got friends that approach me about businesses and, you know, juices and vitamins and, you know, all kinds of stuff out there. And they'll say, I made X amount of dollars my first month. And I'm going, that's great. What'd you invest? Well, I've invested more than X amount of dollars. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, there's usually a larger investment in these companies. And they'll pay you some money, but it fizzles. Okay, we're 38 years old. We're New York Stock Exchange. We're not fly by night. We're not something new, and we don't have any competition. Okay, there's nothing that compares to what we do out there. So whatever it is you're looking at doing to make an extra part-time income, hey, you know, is it something, you know, that you've got some competition in, or is it something that you can just freely go out and share and not worrying about trying to talk your, you know, I mean, I sold insurance, so I don't want to get into that. But my product, not only was it the best, I knew that, but trying to convince the other person it was better than what they already had was difficult, okay? I don't have to worry about that. Take it or leave it. It's you or it's not you, because I don't have to worry about defending it to anybody, and it does what it's supposed to do. It's a great service, and you make more on your first check than it costs you to get in, and it's ongoing. You heard some great testimonies, okay? So that can be you. It's real simple. Here's what's going on. We're going to shut it down. You were asked to come check this out by a friend. We appreciate that. No pressure. Get up and walk out. It's not a big deal, okay? But if you see it, take advantage of it. But here's what we're going to ask you to do. We're fixing just to ask you simply to let the person that brought you know whether you're a 1, 2, or a 3, okay? You can't be all of them. I'm sorry, okay? You know, it'll be a 1, 2, or a 3, okay? Here's your 1. I mean, this way, this is kind of a system. We like to make it simple because if it's simple, anybody can do it. A person number 1 is someone that says, you know, I honored a friend's request. I showed up. I'm ready to go home and get my Saturday going, okay? So I'm just not interested. It's not for me. I don't see it. And that's okay because, you know, probably you're not concerned about your wills or identity theft and, you know, you never had a speeding ticket like me. So, you know, or whatever. That's all right. It's no big deal. Person number 2 is someone that says, I've had more than my share of speeding tickets. Cell phone companies have overcharged me. I have had traffic accidents. I am concerned about my identity stolen. I don't have a will. These are some things that my whole family could use some services for. And I'm going to tell you what. I've seen people spend tons and tons of money paying for things that their insurance company should have paid for. Okay. If they'd had legal service, their insurance company would have paid for it. I've got those stories too, okay? So we'll pay several hundred dollars a month for insurances, but we won't drop another $30 to make those several hundred dollars do what they're supposed to do, okay? Again, if you don't have any, if you can't afford your rights, you don't have any. I see the value in the service. I want the service. Okay, but I'm not interested in the opportunity. That's okay. That's person number two. Person number three that says the service is great, the opportunity, my gosh, you know, for $72, you know, what could go wrong? Let's say I screw up and don't sell anything. I don't market a membership. I don't get my money back. Well, that's not going to happen. I can tell you that. You know, the person who brought you in the business will make sure that takes place. But my point is, it's a great opportunity. And if you see it, then you're a person number three. So just all we're going to ask you to do, the person who brought you, just turn to them in the next few minutes and say, hey, I'm a one, two, or three. And whatever you fall in, you will take the proper steps from there. And with that, we're going to have fun the rest of the day. We're fixing to have some pretty cool recognition and training and things going on for the next couple of hours. So everybody's invited to hang out and go through it. So thank you all very much.